This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Yet despite all of our greatness as a nation, everything we have achieved is now in danger. This is the most important election in the history of our country.
All right, that's the president on the final night, the RNC. Trump taking in front of a crowd, taking his time through the capper of a week of what was kind of a hybrid event for the Republicans. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope that you're doing well, and if you were in the path of Laura, that you're okay, because boy, oh boy, looking at those photos and seeing the damage to Louisiana and Texas. Absolutely incredible. Not shocking, because we knew that it was a Cat 4 when it came on board the Texas border, kind of that area. So, of course, roofs were torn off. Power was knocked out. This is what was expected. The good news is it gets downgraded to a tropical storm right before it gets into Little Rock, Arkansas. So by the time it hits there, it's 40-mile-an-hour winds. But when it made landfall, right about 1 a.m., the winds were 150 miles an hour. And you look at some of that video. This is radio, but let me just describe it to you. Times 10. I can't even do the sound effect for you. It was mind-boggling. And sad to see the things falling apart and huge buildings just being knocked over like it was. It looked like a movie set. I mean, exactly. And you look at the drone pictures, the overhead photos of Lake Charles, and again, this could be a tornado. Like a tornado to me seems like someone took a fist and just smashed it in the middle of homes, home after home. And that's that same kind of look for this hurricane. So it's pretty tough. 843,000 plus customers in Texas and Louisiana without power on Thursday evening. They're really trying to get it up as fast as possible. And here or there, they're having some success. Because, you know, this is kind of the danger time with the flooding, the rainfall, all that kind of stuff is afterwards. And without the power, that also becomes incredibly dangerous. And that's why it's always about, okay, just because a storm blew through, you got to be safe. You got to make sure when you come up to a barricade, you don't try to go through it because you're just trying to get to your house to see what happened. There's a barricade there for a reason. So there are a lot of places that are barricaded off. And then there was a chemical fire right there also from a chemical plant in Lake Charles. And I mean, that just, you could see the smoke billowing everywhere. And it was so dangerous for the people there. They were told just shelter in place. I mean, just shelter in place. And I guess the worst hit spot, one of the worst hit spots was Orange. And that's in Texas. And you saw more roofs that got ripped off and more shingles missing and trees down and pieces of steel wrapped around trees and some just incredible photos that just blow your mind when you see it. Sadly, in Louisiana, there were 4 people who died after trees fell, including a 14-year-old girl, a 51-year-old man, a 60-year-old man, and then a 64-year-old, too. And then there were 2 others that died, a 24-year-old man and another man who wasn't identified as of this point. They don't know much about him, but again, another death. So there was like a give and take with this thing. Some places didn't get smashed like they thought they would get smashed, and then other places it just was just awful, nasty flooding, and RVs overturned, and like I said, the trees down, and all that sort of stuff. So it was about bringing the house down for the president, as we started with the RNC at the top of this. And once again, the hashtag, I think, for the Republicans, and the president echoed this same sentiment, was no one will be safe in Biden's America. So he did go after Joe Biden, and that was something that happened every single day of the convention. There was something about Biden and his voting record and all of that. And this time around, this was at the White House South Lawn. There's a lot of criticism over using the executive residence as a political prop, but the Republicans were full speed ahead with this one, and especially because the built-in excuses, you don't have the live convention feel. So where are you going to do it? And that's how the Republicans decided to do it. There's about 1,000 people that were there. There were American flags, and there were lots of chants of 4 more years, USA, that kind of stuff. And Trump pretty much did try to paint Biden as a tool of the radical left. And as the night was unfolding, Joe Biden, the Democratic nominee for president, went to Twitter and started to tweet out, when Donald Trump says tonight you won't be safe in Joe Biden's America, look around and ask yourself, how safe do you feel in Donald Trump's America? Boom. He wanted his own mic drop moment on Twitter, so he did it. So it's interesting the way it was set up. I mean, it was kind of flawless the way it went off. It was sort of a made-for-TV kind of thing. If you remember, this is one of the strengths of the Trump crew, because of the reality show, I think, and having to deal with TV and the visuals and all of that. In the meantime, coronavirus, which was addressed by the president, trying to stamp it out, etc., not trying, saying we will stamp it out. With COVID-19, we're seeing that U.S. deaths now have hit another high water mark. 181,000 people are dead out of 5.88 million cases, and worldwide deaths are 828,000. Total cases for our friends in Australia and the UK and India and all the other great places where we've had people on our author's corner and we have people listening, 24.3 million. There's some news on that front, too, as far as COVID and the CDC director walking something back that was said that turned into what one would call, in England they can relate to this, a sticky wicket, something that he said. So that's something we'll talk about during this hour of the show, too. And, of course, the fallout continues from Kenosha, Wisconsin, from the police shooting of Jacob Blake, and then what's happened afterwards. So you had Laura, you have the end of the RNC convention, you have what's going on in Kenosha, my goodness, and there's still more. I mean, there is so much more that's happening moment by moment, and the protests, though, especially after the 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse decided that he was going to get in the middle of that crowd and decided to shoot. And this was a 17-year-old white kid, self-described militia supporter, now charged with shooting and killing two people and wounding a third. Even was interviewed beforehand, nobody thinking anything was going to happen there. And some strange details have come out of that as well. All right, reactions from Ivanka Trump, she spoke, and Rudy Giuliani next.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin,
right,
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called
instantly ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
It is clear that a vote for Biden and the Democrats creates the risk that you will bring this lawlessness to your city, to your town, to your suburb. There is no question that this awesome job of restoring safety for our people cannot be done from your basement, Joe.
Washington has not changed Donald Trump. Donald Trump has changed Washington.
All right, so that's Ivanka Trump. Obviously, you probably recognize her voice. Before that, Rudy Giuliani talking about, of course, the RNC, their chance to throw in their 2 cents. And Ivanka making the point, hey, Washington hasn't changed him. And then Giuliani going after Biden, hanging out in his basement, because that's one of the things that keeps coming out in memes and in conversation, etc. So as we continue to roll through here, remember, you can always send me your thoughts. Mailbag is coming up next in our next segment. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Boy, we had a lot of hot takes on the RNC. And people that were like, man, thumbs up. And people that were thumbs down. This is typical because I always say on this show, it is about the conversation. That's why I sit in this seat. Because I want to have the conversation. Whatever you label yourself, left of left, right of right. Somewhere in between, no labels. You agree with some things, you're super conservative, but then you're not as socially conservative. Why can't you? Here's what's interesting. I think of this quote from Emerson that I like. A foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds, little statesmen and divines. And what does that mean? That, you know what, give yourself a break. If there's some issue that you don't agree with down the line, that's fine. But you're 90% on board with other things, that's fine too. I don't get this all or nothing. I get going all in, and I talk about it in my book, when you're going after something, right? You're all in on what it is. But are you the same person you were when you were 19, when you're in your 30s? I don't think so. I think you may change your mind on a few things. So give yourself a break and take a breath if there are a few things you don't agree with. And I bet that there are people out there listening to me right now that are like, oh, I don't agree with this. There's things I don't agree with. And it's like when you go and you vote on November 3rd, who are you voting for locally? Local politics are so important. Who represents you in Washington? So important. And then, of course, voting for President of the United States. So the President really pulled out all the stops. What he does so well. He is a marketing genius, and that's been illustrated throughout his life. He knows how to really use earned media better than I think any other politician I've ever seen. So the 1,000 people on the South Lawn, and then spelling out his name in fireworks afterwards, that was huge. The people that spoke, of course, that was big. And again, trotting out the strongest Trump. I mean, his Trump card is Ivanka. She's much more well-spoken than I think probably anybody else, because she's been in that spotlight. She nails it. She just does. And she did that in her speech. I mean, you know, clearly there was a line, and she knew where she was going. So it's interesting to see. And what were the ratings like? Lots of people watched, I think, on different networks. Those will all be crunched, and after the 4 days, I'll be curious to see what they are. Because here's the thing. With these conventions, the Democrats who had theirs the week before, and of course the Republicans, the main thing usually at a convention, usually, is you're rallying your base. You're rallying your base. You're speaking to the base. You're giving them here are the core things we know. You and I agree on this. This is what we're talking about. But these two conventions were so different because of the pandemic and the fact that things with social distancing, you didn't have that giant, large crowd. So that made a little bit of a difference as to the feel of it. And I also think it may have drawn in, maybe, some of the undecideds. Maybe people checked in and out and watched, because now you have a captive audience. They're not running out to ball games. They're not being pulled out to other things as much. More people are out there doing things, depending on where they live, and, you know, following masking and social distancing and all that. But it's still not the wide open America that we had in our lifetimes, where there would definitely be distractions. There would definitely be things that would pull you away, even if you were a lifelong Republican, a lifelong Democrat, whatever, when the Democrats did it. So I think there would be more of a chance, if I was a strategist for the Republicans, I think there would be more of a chance that you could catch some people watching you that maybe were undecided, or maybe first-time voters, that kind of thing. I think you could catch them more than you could normally, because of the fact that more would be home and would be watching, would be curious, would be tuned in to what was happening. All right, I'm going to walk out a couple of other things besides what happened at the convention. Like I said, the main thing here is that we know that there were certainly, you know, the president has his theme. It's the most important election in history. And the reality of what is the strategy is that you don't want Biden. That was clear from day one and all the way through. And then also, what is it gonna look like? What will America look like if there is a big switch? What's it gonna look like? I'll tell you what is gonna be really must see TV, I think, is watching these debates and seeing what that's like. What kind of debates will there be? What kind of conversation will there be with the candidates? Is it going to be this vision of the future, or is it going to be a series of back and forth, react to what one is saying, etc.? And this is going to be the next thing to really watch. And we're running out of space. So before we know it, that's going to be upon us, and those are huge. And I believe they're going to have blowout ratings. I think they're going to have just absolutely blowout ratings for that. So we could look at some of the takeaways and what were the big takeaways. It was made for TV. There's no question about that. It was absolutely that kind of an event. And right there with the backdrop of the White House, inside the gates of the White House, on the lawn, that whole thing, and seeing what some of the attacks on the president and the Republicans, how they reacted to this in speeches, and how the president reacted. I mean, he talked about his efforts to combat the virus, and he said they were centered on the science, the facts, and the data, despite evidence to the contrary, is what he's saying, including masks and that kind of stuff. And then he said that he had exceeded, this is one of the things the president said, that he exceeded any previous president's efforts for the black community. And there was reaction, there was pro-reaction to that, and there was negative reaction to that from many of the pundits who said, what, are you kidding me? Where's the addressing of systemic racism that's sparked all these nationwide protests? And to that, the answer is, this is not what we're seeing in Trump's America, what has been said the last 4 days of the convention. So the final night, it was, you know, trying to reverse, I think, some impressions for the undecideds and what happened with the pandemic, that kind of thing. And also the fact that the choice is clear of where you go. You get Joe in the basement, and you get what his narratives have been in the past, versus you get the outsider who has not been changed by Washington, which you clearly heard in what Ivanka Trump said. In your emails to me, many of you wanted to talk about Jacob Blake and the atrocity of what happened in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and then the reactions to that. Hurricane Laura also was on everybody's mind, because so many of you that listen to the show are kind of in and around the area that was hit, or got some of the remnants of it, I guess I'll say, because you didn't get hit squarely with it, which of course was a very, very good thing for many of the people who thought they might have been right in the middle of it. And then, you know, some reaction to what's happening in professional sports and the NBA not playing again for another day, and then what's going to happen with the NFL. So we're going to head to the mailroom. We're going to talk about all those things. Thanks to all of you. Coming up next.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In an in-person roll call vote, Republicans officially renominated President Trump to represent their party on the ballot November 3rd in the presidential election.
I humbly and gratefully accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States.
The vote was a mere formality as Trump ran virtually unopposed, winning every GOP delegate except for one in Iowa that went to former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld. The president also reminded the country that he will be running as the law and order candidate.
But we will also be a country of law and order. The crime and violence that today afflicts our nation will soon, and I mean very soon, come to an end.
The Republican National Convention runs through Thursday, and the president will give his formal speech Thursday night. This is USA Radio News. We've got an update on the damages from Hurricane Laura in Louisiana, and USA's Tim Berg has details.
Tropical Storm Laura is no longer a hurricane, but it did significant damage. At least four people in Louisiana and possibly one in Texas are dead. Hundreds of thousands of people are without power because of the storm.
It looks like a bomb went off in Lake Charles, so it's pretty bad. It's pretty catastrophic for us. In the same breath that I say that, I also want to say that this is not something that's going to be a knockout punch for Lake Charles.
Lake Charles, Louisiana Mayor Nick Hunter speaking. As that storm continues to move across the United States, it will be bringing the possibility of severe weather to the upper Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley, and Great Lakes.
Walmart said that it may join Microsoft to buy the U.S. business of TikTok, the popular Chinese-owned video app that has become under fire from the president. They said in a statement that a deal with Microsoft could help it expand advertising business and reach more shoppers. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag. Let's get in the mail bag.
Yeah, this one is from Tom, and Tom says, Kate, wow, boy, my heart really goes out to the people who suffered through Laura and that wind damage and also, obviously, power outages and everything else that that entails. And luckily, more people survived than not, but unfortunately, people were killed. Is it lucky in a sense that it missed some of what it could have hit? All right, so I'm assuming you're thinking like New Orleans. And, of course, with New Orleans, the take was, oh, boy, you know, we have these levees, and it's they're reinforced, they're bigger than ever, it's going to be okay, and how bad is this thing going to hit us? And so the city of New Orleans really escaped what could have been. I mean, there were evacuees from Lake Charles that were brought in on buses and that kind of thing, but no, they weren't in the middle of what the people in Lake Charles were in the middle of, or some of those places in Texas that got really, really slammed. So yes, I guess you could look at it that way. You know, we think of Katrina. I can't believe it's been 15 years, but we think of Katrina and how awful that was. All right, then I got another one. This one was interesting. I got this one from Joe, who says, "Yo, Kate, I just wanted to give you a quick update. One of my best buddies, he sent me some photos of his mama's house that was right there kind of in that area that got smashed, and it was pretty nasty stuff, I have to say, in Lake Charles, and I have spent some time there, and her house, it looked like it was caved in on one side. There was major roof damage, but he feels fortunate because she did get out. However, he feels fortunate that the whole thing wasn't just blown off of its mooring, so to speak, and that some of the area of what happened in and around her neighborhood can be fixed, although it's going to take a lot of time, and it is nothing like what it used to look like. Well, that's what everybody is saying, is you're going to see that it looks way different, Lake Charles being one of those places, than what it you know, than what it looked like before. And then there's this one. This one is from Tom, who says, "Wow, power is the thing. How can we live without power? No matter what you do, and there are alternatives when you're stuck, we know that we live and die by power," which is crazy to think of what a terrorist could do to us. But the power outages were crazy, almost 1 million. Yeah, almost 1 million. I mean, they're saying like 800,000, something like that. And of course, that's going to happen in Louisiana because, and then parts of Texas because of all the lines that just got ripped. They just got ripped right out. They knew it. They were ready to roll and then try to do what they could to get it up and going as fast as possible. But it's not easy to do that in the middle of the storm, certainly not. And then the next day, because of how cautiously you have to move around it, and all the workers that you have out there, power workers scattered all over the place trying to fix it, right? And, of course, this is one of the things they're trained in, but there's only so many people to go around, and, again, you know how that goes. And I think the it's sad that some of the what happened with some of the people who got stuck, there were water system outages because of the hurricane's impacts, and that will affect a lot of people too. And you know, it comes in the middle of the night when it's pitch dark, and that's got to be the worst, right? You have no idea. It's like a freight train that's riding through, and lots of people got out, but there were still some terrified people who did not get out, who stayed, who decided to try to ride it out. And when you've got in Louisiana 25% of the state without power, woo, 25%, and you just eeny, meeny, miny, moe, if you're outside of that area, how many people fell into that category. All right, let's move over to another one. This one was interesting because this was from Robbie, who says, "Kate, I haven't spoken to you in a long time. This is Robbie Rob from Pennsylvania. How you doing?" Robbie Rob, this somebody who I know in my past. And he says, "What's going on with the Delta flights that people have been added to no-fly lists because they haven't worn masks?" Yeah, this is one of the things Delta emphasized, sent out emails, all kinds of warnings, all that kind of stuff. So they put about 240-plus people on this no-fly list because they refused to comply. And they don't want to have a big list, they say, but the rule is that, you know, there is no federal mandate on masks in airports or on airplanes, so that forces the airline to implement whatever their regulation is, and Delta's saying you have to have the mask. They're required to wear it over their nose, mouth, throughout their travel, and that's their deal, that this is what we're going to do. And if you don't do the face covering thing when you check in and all that, you can't get on. So they deny boarding to anyone not wearing a mask prior to the flight. And that's part of that whole program. So if they do that, then they get on that list. I don't know. Smart to do that in that you're flying in that tube? I think it's smart to do that. Now, you could go, what about the people? So if you want to be devil's advocate, and I've got emails like this, what if you just forget? And of course people are going to forget, but they have them there. That's the answer. So you can forget, but you can get a mask easily, a free mask. They will hand you a free mask. And if you don't wear it, you're not getting on. That's the bottom line. You know, so you know what the rule is. You look at the rule, and that's the way it goes. And it's not every that's not every airline, by the way. It's up to them to decide. It's like pretty much most are saying that. It's something to look at because the CDC revealed evidence of COVID-19 spreading in airplanes. You're not shocked by that. Of course you're not. And you know, they've kind of been slow with the study, but the study was published in the Journal of Emerging Infectious Diseases, a read you must all have, I'm sure, on your night table. But anyway, they found evidence of transmission on evac flights from Milan, Italy, to Seoul, South Korea in late March. Before boarding the flight, 300 passengers were screened for the virus, given a mask, that whole thing. They were quarantined when they arrived, 2 weeks, that kind of thing. And then six of the travelers were asymptomatic, tested positive at the start of the quarantine. And on the final day, a seventh passenger tested positive despite previously negative results. So there you go. And this is what they're, one of the things they noted. A passenger who was seated three rows ahead of the asymptomatic travelers had worn her N95 mask the entire flight, except, right, but to use the bathroom. And that same bathroom, that same laboratory, was used by at least one of the infected travelers. And that is a place where you can get infected. So she quarantined that whole thing, but knowing and tracing it and then looking at what people are doing now with flights to try to keep them safe, I mean, it makes sense. More information, you decide, you go through it. I think the more you're armed with information and you make up your own mind as to what you think is just a smart way to be now at this point in trying to make an informed decision of what you're doing for your family. It's like the school thing, where the school goes back and forth because they want to do it, but they can't do it because they're worried about it. They're worried about opening some of these schools. What happens if we open it? Is there going to be a surge in cases? Do we really want that? No, we don't want that, is the answer. And then the CDC reversal, if you remember, the CDC was talking about asymptomatic and testing, and now after being challenged on their guidelines, the head of the CDC, Robert Redfield, who's the director, now is clarifying it, saying that testing is meant to drive actions and achieve specific public health objectives, and everyone who needs a COVID-19 test can get a test, because that's what they were saying. Oh, if you don't have the symptoms, you don't need to get the test. Everyone who wants a test does not necessarily need a test, but the key is to engage the needed public health communities, what he said, in the decision with the follow-up action. So the report initially was, oh, well, no. I mean, if you're not really feeling it. But here's the thing. Sometimes you test people who have been within 6 feet of someone who was infected for more than 15 minutes. And the CDC says testing isn't needed for people without symptoms who were in close contact. That's one of the things they said. And now it looks like there's a flip around with that. I mean, I think there's so many unknowns. That's the thing, right? The criteria changes. So testing, when someone's exposed to an infected person, saying they don't need testing doesn't really make sense. People without symptoms account for up to 50% of the transmission. So we need to do that testing. If you want that testing, you should get that testing. It shouldn't be, oh, I have to wait till my symptoms are this incredibly high fever. No, you should be able to get it if you suspect something is there. All right, so the pandemic has led to a change in education. which has also led to a 14-year-old coming up with quite a little invention, and it's called tutoring. How did he set it up, and how many people are hitting him up for tutoring? It's pretty interesting. We're talking to him next.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
So imagine what you can do if you let your mind creatively flow and you feel like, you know, there's business opportunities here, and age is certainly nothing that has to be limiting. Ami Gillen joins us now, and he's 14 years old, and he has created Hawks Tutoring to help children during the pandemic when a lot of schools aren't meeting the curriculum requirements. I've heard that from many, many people. So, Ami, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate. It's great to be here.
What made you decide you were going to do this? How did you dive into this?
Well, I have two main reasons for doing this. The first is I really wanted to support kids during the pandemic. And I thought that Hawks Tutoring would be an exceptional resource for both kids who are struggling in school and kids who wanted to advance their academics. And the second reason was ever since I was a little kid, maybe 8, I wanted to teach other people what I learned, and I constantly was just going to kids and telling them, just teaching them what I learned. So I feel like tutoring is a great way to do this, and I hope to teach other kids what I've learned through this business.
All right, so with your business and specifically with the tutoring, what kind of areas are we talking about? I'm thinking like math and science, am I right? What else?
Yeah, so Hux Tutoring offers math, science, English and writing, and social studies tutoring, as well as Hunter College High School test prep, but that's a bit more localized to the New York area.
Right, and then other people that are considering some of those prep tests, like, right, the PSAT?
Yeah, the PSAT as well.
Yeah, so it's interesting. How did you set the business up, and how do you find the tutors?
So I set the business up on Wix. I find that it's an easy-to-use site. My parents gave me a loan, and I've relentlessly given them the money back on the counter, and eventually they gave up, and they're like, okay, we'll accept the money back. I find tutors by first asking my friends and my classmates if they wanted to be part of this. Every tutor has at least an A in the subject they teach, and they come from some of the top schools in New York City and the country. And I'm hoping to expand and hire more tutors.
And by the way, as you were talking about, there is the one localized part of it, but anybody can really reach out to Hawks Tutoring, right?
Yeah, anyone from the U.S. and abroad. If you have any sort of problem, anybody who needs school help, homework help, wants to advance your academics, you're free to use our tutoring services.
Nice. Has this been fun for you?
Yeah, this has been very fun for me because my passion to learn is, I find that, I really love learning, and I want to spread it to everyone I can. And I find that running a business, although it's hard, it's actually much more fun than the normal person would think because you're interacting with great people, and it really rubs you in the right way, and I'm feeling happier because of it.
Nice. You're happy and you're helping people. Go to hawkstutoring.com. So interesting that you developed this. Ami, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate.
All right, so pretty interesting when you think about kids struggling in school, how many more are struggling with virtual class. I think some are thriving, but some aren't. I mean, there are certainly disadvantages. You don't have control over the students or the classroom, the learning atmosphere, the environment. So it requires computers, internet access, all that kind of stuff. So I would see that we talked about those areas with math, science, and some other areas where tutoring would be so vital, because you got parents that are trying to balance their work schedule and the virtual learning. And that means it's tough with professional commitments and then helping the kids do what they need to do because there's frustration abounding. And then you think of whether it's probably elementary through high school, you have so much autonomy. There's a lot that could get lost that you don't want to get lost that the tutor would bring back, I would think. You're going to see that there's going to be a lot of virtual learning. And when you're talking about virtual learning being so critical, the support that's necessary, and what's the plan B to this isn't working? Well, I mean, there's just so many questions, but the flexibility thing is good, but then it's also impossible, too, with the pull on the internet sometimes. And the idea of having in your back pocket a tutor, it makes complete sense to me, so that you don't have to go into panic mode. All right, speaking of panic mode, it's sad. 1 million applied for unemployment as the economy, of course, is still in that same situation. The struggle is real, people. So out-of-work Americans are trying to get assistance with that economy in limbo, even though there's, and especially with spikes of the coronavirus, that kind of thing. And you think about the latest surge and what does that mean and where are we overall? And the latest surge means that just over 58 million have looked for aid for the first time in 23 weeks. Well, there's been layoffs, there's and all of that, people struggling to buy groceries, pay bills, stay in their homes. And we're 6 months into this pandemic, and that's not the leading cause of the layoffs, but the slow pace by which the workers are being rehired and juggling of what would be the norm versus what it is now. Because there's such a big difference, there's such a seesawing in slowdowns and then the reopening and the uptick and how many people can I afford to have on payroll. And I'm sure that this is exactly what most companies are still weighing. They're still weighing the options. Do we get through this, get through a second wave? What does that look like? What do we need to do? How do we do it? And it's interesting because while all this is happening and you got Lord and Taylor going out of business, you got liquidation sales starting and we're seeing that all over the place, then you have the richest man, period, in the world. The Amazon CEO, Jeff Bezos, worth now more than $200 billion. Yeah, you heard me right. $200 billion. Wow. I mean, it's increased $57 billion since May. So he's made more money. And then you have the Amazon workers who are saying, okay, well, it's great you're making all this money, but how come we can't get $30 minimum wage for Amazon workers? How come we can't reap the benefits of that? So interesting, because Amazon has seen its shares rise 80% so far this year, one of the multiple driving forces for the S&P 500 index to reach an all-time high during even a pandemic because of that. And, you know, Bezos, they're saying, if we were going to project this out, is probably going to be the world's first trillionaire. Can you imagine? By 2026. Trillionaire. I mean, that's a whole different level to say I'm a trillionaire. I'm the first trillionaire. Nice to meet you. He's got to have bodyguards, I can only imagine, because of the massive growth. Well, I've said this before. If you don't believe me, just get in your car and circle down a couple of blocks in your neighborhood and tell me during the day how many brown Amazon boxes are on the porch. And with it being affordable, it makes it that much more attractive to so many who feel disenfranchised. And that feeling of feeling apart and that feeling of definitely being disenfranchised is a tough one. I mean, that's a tough road. How do you snap out of that? So we started off the segment talking about entrepreneurism, and their sky is the limit. From the ashes, we shall rise, right? Thanks so much for listening to this hour of the show. A big shout out to Alex for his fine work on the technicals and Mo Flam. Make it count, everyone.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113.
That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.